بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today being a very big auspicious occasion, one of the greatest nights of the Islamic calendar, one of the most virtuous nights of the Islamic calendar, the 15th of Sha'ban. For that reason, I decided to speak a little bit about the significance about this Mubarak night that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. So I will make, inshallah, some points which I have read that was sent to me by Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali in his Tafsir Kabir. So he, in Tafsir Kabir, Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned some pertinent points regarding this Mubarak night. So inshallah I'll share that. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. He says, هذه الليلة مختصة بخمس خصال. This night is specific for five characteristics, for five things that happens on this night. الخصل الأول, the first one is تفريق كل أمر حكيم. On this Mubarak night, Allah Ta'ala, He makes all the determinations for the whole year. What is going to happen? Who's going to live? Who's going to pass away? Who's going to have a profitable year? Who's going to take losses during the year? Whole lot of things are discussed on this night. Ajal and Arzaq and all those things, Rizq. So that means it's all decided on this night for the next coming year. Right? So it's all decided on this Mubarak night. Then Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that after it is decided, then the handing over take place on Laylatul Qadr. But the determination takes place tonight. But the handing over is on Laylatul Qadr. So there is no contradiction. Because that's why Laylatul Qadr is called Qadr, night of power. Because also Taqdeer, Allah Ta'ala writes our Taqdeer down. And on this night also Taqdeer is written down, but the angles are not the same. Now it's documented, but the handing over to the different departments. It's like you have a big board meeting, and after you have that board meeting, so that by all the shareholders and the chairman and all that, so that's an in-house board meeting, right? So they will decide for this financial year how we're going to strategize, what we're going to do, and all that is, they decide all that. Then afterwards only they call the shareholders. They don't call the shareholders straight away. Afterwards, after they've decided everything, then they do the presentation. You see, so exactly the same way, on this night, Allah Ta'ala, He will decide everything, and then the actual handover will take place on Laylatul Qadr to the different departments. In that way, we are collaborating all the ayat and all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's other tawjihat also, which are very ilmi. There's no need for me to go there into those things because it's not the dars that we are giving now. Some said that tonight, said that Allah Ta'ala, all the taqdeer to do with the akhirat gets discussed. And then the Laylatul Qadr, all the taqdeer to do with the dunya gets discussed. So some people have made tafriq in that way. There's different aqwal, but I don't want to go into all that. Nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala makes tafriq of all matters. He determines all the matters. Matters are separated. Important matters are separated. Now, there's a lot of fadilat for this night. To make ibadat, obviously. When Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is mutawajjah to the earth, then an intelligent person, he will make inabat to Allah Ta'ala, and he will make dua to Allah Ta'ala. In one riwayat, it has been reported, this has been posted by Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali. He says in one riwayat it has come, Man salla fi hadhihi layla mi'ata raka'ah. Whoever reads 100 rakats tonight, arsalallahu ilayhi mi'ata malak, Allah Ta'ala will send 100 farishtas. Salasuna yubashirunahu bil jannah. 30 out of the 100 will come to give him glad tidings of Jannat. Glad tidings of Jannat. Imagine. Out of the 100 farishtas, Allah Ta'ala will send 30 farishtas to come and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. وَثَلَاثُونَ يُؤَمِّنُونَهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. And another 30, their job is to protect him from the fire of Jahannam. Save him from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. So 30 to give him glad tidings for Jannat, 30 to save him from the fire of Jahannam. وَثَلَاثُونَ يَدْفَعُونَ عَنْهُ عَفَاتَ الدُّنْيَا. And another 30 will be, their job is to protect him from all calamities in this dunya. Not akhirat. In this dunya, whatever calamities was going to befall him, their job will come to protect him. So there's still 10 that are left. The last 10, what they're going to be instructed to do. وَعَشَرَ يَدْفَعُونَ عَنْهُ مَكَايِدَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Their job is to protect him from the plots of shaitan. So shaitan doesn't overtake him. So that is their job. So imagine reading 100 rakats, nafal namaz, and this is the virtue. This riwayat has been documented by Imam Fakhruddin Razi in Tafsir al-Kabir. So it's mustanad. Sahib, a strong riwayat. The third feature and khaslat of this night is nuzulur rahmah. Allah Ta'ala's khususi rahmat is mutawajji on the earth. Allah's khususi rahmah is descending on this earth. So much so that inna allaha yarhamu ummati fi hadhi layla bi adadi sha'ri agnami bani kalb. That the tribe of Banu Kalb, the amount of hairs on their backs, that amount of people Allah Ta'ala will make, send His mercy on them and make their maghfirat on this night here. Allah Ta'ala's khususi rahmat will be on these people. The amount, now why the tribe of Bani Kalb? Because they had so much of goats in their possession. So imagine one goat, how many hairs it has. Now if you have thousands and thousands of goats, how you can count all that? So amount of people that Allah Ta'ala will be forgiving on the night of Sha'ban is amazing. The great amount of people will be, Allah's nuzul of rahmat will take place on them. And then, husulul maghfirah. When Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes, then rahmat goes with maghfirat. They couple together, they join together. Inna allaha yaghfiru li jami'il muslimina fi tilka al-layla. Allah Ta'ala will forgive on this night all the believers. Ha, illa li kahin, except the fortune teller. Aw shahim, person who has animosity in his heart. You see, aw mudmini khamar, person who is a habitual alcoholic. You see, aw aqil lil walidain, or he is disobedient to his parents. Aw musir ala zina, persistently committing sin. And there's other words also that have come in the hadith. I've also qattat, it's a person who's doing chughal khori, slandering, as well as in one riwayat it came musarim, person who keeps on fighting with everybody. One riwayat it came, the person who cuts off family ties. Now these are the types of sins. We have to abstain from it, so that we don't deprive from the mercy and rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala. We need to make tawbah tonight to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will forgive us. Yeah. But when it comes to things like having animosity in the heart, breaking of family ties, now those are to do with huququl ibad. You must remember. Huququl ibad. Don't break off. Don't have animosity in the heart for no human being. Keep your heart open. Yeah, you don't like somebody, then make salam, but stay a little far. Make far from salam. Salam alaikum, how are you? Okay, you carry on. But at least make salam. Don't make tarke taluk. Sometimes by small things happen, then we stop talking to one another. Some people now, if somebody told them something in the masjid, they stop going in the masjid also. They don't want to go in the masjid also. The masjid done something to them. So I can't go there. Well, one uncle reads namaz there. I don't like him. So he said, I'll leave the masjid. Now that's the stupidity. That's our stupidity, and actually it's deprivation actually. You can't do that. In fact, it comes in a hadith that for 3 days, if you cut off taluk for worldly reasons with somebody, and you don't try and reconcile it, du'as of that person won't be accepted. Allah won't accept the du'as also. How many people we find They're not talking to one another. They're not trying to reconcile the differences. If there's family disputes, then why don't you sit down and work it out? Come to the table. Let's talk. And let's make some give and take, some sulah here and there. At least your children won't be deprived, my children won't be deprived. Now we'll fight, 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 then we leave that fight for the next generation. So the next generation comes, they must continue the fight. Like in Zamana Jahiliyat. Fight for hundreds of years. So that nonsense has to come to an end. So that if we can't do it ourselves, then get ulama involved. Let them arbitrate. Tell them, bye, bring whatever your demands are, whatever your demands are, let's look of where is the common ground and how we can try and bring both the parties together and come to an amicable solution to the problem. There's no way running away. In running away from the problem doesn't solve the problem. Let's come a little forward. In running away from the problem, it doesn't solve the problem. The problem is still going to remain. Don't run away from problems of the dunya. You must take it head on. Dunya problems, you take it head on. Whether it's family related, or whether it is financial related, whether it's a social issue, irrespective of whatever the problem is. But don't have hikd, enmity in the heart for the next human being. It's a means of self-deprivation. Allah save us from that. Allah save us. It's a big thing actually. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sunnat it is. Said when you leave this world, you leave it in a condition that you have no animosity, enmity for any human being. And what a big chest Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Even his arch enemies also. Once they came to accept Islam, he never threw them out. Can't. If you're a leader of your house, if you're a leader of your community, you have to make bardasht of all that. You have to endure. So that there's no leader without endurance. But you're head of your family and you're behaving like a small child. So what are you teaching your children? No, that's not how we operate. How we operate is come to the table. Let's talk. Make sulah. Come to some agreement. Two parties, they're having argument. The community is splitting up. Don't try and add fuel to the fire. Try and unite the people. Bring them to the table. Let's talk. See, this nonsense about fighting from under the table is like how women do. Women fight from under the table. Men don't fight from under the table. Men come straight, face to face, I need a meeting with you, and we can discuss it nicely. And we come to some resolution, amicable solution. And when it can't work, then get the ulama involved, arbitration. That's how it must be done. So this shahna is a very detrimental thing. Allah save us from that. And then enjoining family ties also. Don't break family ties. People today want long life, they want prosperous lives. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want a long and prosperous life, you have to enjoin family ties. And enjoining family ties doesn't mean if they're good to me, I'll be good to them. No. Even if they break ties to with you, you must still be good to them. That's enjoining family ties. Today they say, if you scratch my back, I scratch your back. What you do to me, I'll do to you exactly the same. That is absolutely rubbish. You know, in the olden days, our grandfathers, they used to go for weddings. Right? Allah make them maaf for all the old people in the olden times. So what they used to do, when they go for the wedding, now you have to go with some envelope like. You must give the bride, the family some money like. So the old people, they used to have one book and record that when those people came for our wedding, how much they gave. They should record that whole thing down. So that when we're going to go to them, we're going to reciprocate. We're going to give them exactly like what they gave us. Now that's how the old people used to behave. That doesn't mean we must behave like that. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. All the motas here, they can tell me if I'm right or wrong. So you should have books. So keep the records that this family gave us how much. So when we go for the nikah, we're going to give them same amount. We're not going to even want red more. Don't do like that. And join family ties. Now, enjoining family ties is not what we think. Family get together and all the men and women are making all that. That is not enjoining family ties. That is breaking all the laws of Allah. Allah's rahmat is not going to come on that. Allah's azab is going to come where such family ties are being enjoyed but breaking every law of Allah Ta'ala. Right? But where there's music, where there's women, men, intermingling, all those things happening, khurafat, where is that enjoining family ties? No barakat going to come there. You must stay within the confine of the Shariat. Don't get carried away. So make sure there's proper parda and all taking place. Unnecessary discussion between ghair maharim is not allowed in Islam. You can't do it. But now we just accept it because we're so used to it, you see. In our weddings, in our functions, that's exactly what is going on. So nevertheless, these are the type of sins. Allah Ta'ala save us from uququl walidain, the parents. This is shocking actually. Nowadays, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also. They mentioned in one hadith, in hadith of Jibreel, the time will come, that the children will be dictated, the parents will be dictated to by the mafhum of the hadith, that the parents will be controlled by the children, not children controlled by the parents. And then the parents are so scared, they can't say one word also. Because they're old now, they got nowhere to go. The minute they open their mouth, the son and daughter will tell you, get out from there. We don't need you. So bichara, the parents in their old age also, they have to make so much sabr. Otherwise, they don't want to look after them also. They're a burden. Parents become a burden. To serve one plate of food becomes a burden. Allah make maaf. By we making khidmat, why don't we do it with a happy heart? Then we get full sawab for it. Why we do it in such a manner as if somebody put some heavy load on our head and we're being forced to do it? Then it will diminish the reward. That will diminish. Mehman come to our house. We must get happy. Because the mehman, they take all the bala away. They bring all the barakat into our house. They take all the bala away. Now, when you hear mehman, immediately, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Mehman come cook one pot of food and present it. They'll eat and finish. You don't have to cook 6-7 course meal. What you want to show? Who you want to show? Be simple. The simplicity has left our lives. In the olden days, the neighbors used to send food to one another. One plate, one bowl. Simple food, whether it's dal, whether it's whatever it is. Simple food, but they'll send. Today, no. First, we have to prepare some new recipe. Then, once that thing we have mastered that, then we'll send that exotic dish across for them to see how good we have become now. There's no simplicity, there's no khair in that. Now those people, they have to scratch their head because now they have to try and match this. Allahu Akbar. I like people who are simple. I went by one uncle's house. So he was returning the pot. He didn't know what to put inside. So he saw, found one apple, one banana, he put it inside. Say, take that. I said, yes, sahi aadmi hai. This uncle is right. Who's doing like that? Because there's no formalities. Don't send it empty. Even put one apple inside, one banana inside, that's enough. But why do you have to try to show off to other people how good you are? All the sawab is gone. Allah save us from that. Yeah. And then also, Allah Ta'ala on a night like today, He forgives everyone except for the mushrik. Person who commits shirk. And shirk is of two types also. You get shirk jali and shirk khafi. Shirk jali is the, Allah save us, the big shirk. Where people ascertain, where they ascribe partners with Allah Ta'ala. Like what the Hindus are doing and everybody else, the Christians are doing. All of them ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. That's unacceptable that. And what's the other shirk? Shirk asghar. The small shirk. Where we're doing to show off. We're not doing for Allah. That's a big problem that. That's a very big problem. There's also shirk in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala that. So Allah save us from both. Shirk akbar also. And Allah save us from shirk asghar also. Allah save us from both. So this is ajib night. And the fifth khaslat of this night. Innahu ta'ala a'ta rasulahu fi hadhihi al-layla tamam al-shafa'ah. Nabi alayhi salam for 3 nights consistently, he was making dua for his ummah. And the completion of the shafa'at of his ummah was accepted on the 15th of Sha'ban. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ سَأَلَ لَيْلَةَ سَالِسَةَ يَسْأَلُ لَيْلَةَ السَّالِسَ عَشَرْ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فِي أُمَّتِهِ فَأَعْتَ الصُّلُسِ. On the 13th, he asked, make dua to Allah for his ummah. Rasulullah s.a.w. made dua. Allah Ta'ala told him, alright, 1/3 of your intercession is accepted for your ummah. Then on the 14th, he made dua again. ثُمَّ سَأَلَ لَيْلَةَ الرَّابِ عَشَرْ فَأَعْفَى فَأُعْطِيَ الصَّلَاسِينَ. Then again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him Understand? Another 30%. ثُمَّ سَأَلَ لَيْلَةَ الْخَامِسْ عَشَرْ فَعُطِيَ الْجَمِيعِ. Allah Ta'ala gave him for all. Said, oh, now on the 15th, I have forgiven your whole ummat. Ha. إِلَّا مَنْ شَرَدَ عَلَى اللَّهِ شِرَادِ الْبَعِيرِ. Except that person that flees and runs away from Allah like how an animal runs away from its master. For him there is no forgiveness. Who runs away from Allah. And you know, we are gunegar people. As long as our iman is intact, and we know if we're doing wrong, we acknowledge we're doing wrong. No justification, no talking rubbish. This Maulana said like this and that Maulana said like that. Just leave all that nonsense out. What is halal is halal, what is haram. Khalas. وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَات. Don't try and justify our wrongs. We will lose our iman. So, one sahabi, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrating the hadith. How is Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari narrating a hadith? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever says La ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah wa in zana wa in saraq. If when you make zina, he steals also, Allah will forgive him. Hazrat Abu Zar was astonished. Such big guna like zina and saraqa. He said, Allah ke Rasul, wa in zana wa in saraq. Again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wa in zana wa in saraq. Third time he says that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa in zana wa in saraq. Still going Jannah. وَإِنْ زَنَا وَإِنْ زَنَقْ. Then, عَلَى رَغْمِ أَنْفِ أَبِي ذَرْ. Even though the nose of Abu Zar be full of sand, even though the nose may of Abu Zar be full of sand, is that? He says that, even though you may not like it, but Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim. If a person is remorseful in his heart, he done something haram, he's not justifying it, saying, Allah, I've committed a sin. Khalas. Make tawbah to Allah. Allah will wipe it. Say what? Allah will wipe it. You see? Wa in zana wa in saraq. And then, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari, when he used to narrate the hadith, these words became so loved by him. Wa in raghima anfu abi Hazar. Even though the nose of Abu Zar be full of sand, that words of Nabi alayhi salam, taking his name, that became so beloved to him, those words. You see, when your father tells you two things, some things you like, some things you don't like. But the day he's gone, those things you don't like, you'll still love it. My father told me those things. I'll never forget. We love it. So imagine your father, how much more you love Nabi alayhi salam more than your father. Now he's telling you, وَإِنْ رَغِيمَ أَنْفُ أَبِي ذَرْ. Even though the nose of Abu Zar be full of sand, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So on this night, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive the ummah. Sahibat. So, كتب عمر بن عبد العزيز إلى عدي بن أرطاط وهو عامله على البصرة. He was working for him. He was the governor of Basra. And he wrote and told him, إن عليك بأربع ليال من السنة. There's four nights in the year you must really look after. Four nights in the year. Don't let it go. Number one, فإن الله عز وجل يفرغ الرحمة إفراغاً. Because on that night, Allah pours on rahmat. Torrential rahmat comes down on this night. It's not normal rahmat from Allah Ta'ala. Ifragham. Sahib, Allah pours the rahmat down. Awwal layla min Rajab. The first night of Rajab, very great night in the calendar. Don't let it go. Second night, walaylatul nisf min Sha'ban. Third night, walaylatul fitr. The night of Eid. Fourth night, walaylatul adha. Right? There's four nights. Imam Shafi added one extra one. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi. He says, these four nights, and he says, خَمْسُ لَيَالٍ لَا يُرَدُّ فِيهِنَّ الدُّعَى. These four nights, dua will never be rejected by Allah. Who's saying this here? Imam Shafi rahmatullahi. Allah is going to accept the dua tonight. Whoever makes dua from the depths of his heart, Allah is going to accept it. And he added the fifth night, he says, لَيْلَةُ Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. That night also, night of Friday, you get up, pick up your hands in front of Allah. That dua is not going to get rejected. Not going to get rejected by Allah Ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that. Allahu Akbar. That is why the fuqai kiram, they have mentioned, nudu bi ahya'i laylatil nisf min sha'ban, that it is mustahab to spend tonight in ibadat. Mustahab. Bid du'a'i, make du'a, was salat, read namaz, wa tawajju ila Allahi bit tawbah wa istighfar, make tawbah, make istighfar, wa izalati asbabil qatiyah. And where we cut off family ties, go and fix it tonight. Don't even leave it for tomorrow. Say bye, pick up the phone. Bye, I'm sorry whatever has happened, we'll sort it out later, but for now I'm asking for forgiveness. But everything will get sorted out going front. Then Allah will see how Allah opens the way. Allah will open the way. Why you want to be deprived for no reason? Remove the khilaf. Remove the opposition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that on a night like tonight, tuqta'u al-ajal min sha'ban ila sha'ban. How long are we going to live? This whole thing is documented. From this Shaban till next Shaban, will a person be alive? Hatta anna rajul la yankah wa yulad lahu. One person is getting married now. His child is getting born. He's becoming a father. But walaqad ukhrija ismuhu fil mutawaffa. While you getting married here, your name is coming out by your last year in this world. While you becoming a father, Allah is determining today is your last year in this dunya. You won't see the next year. There's no guarantees. Life is too short. Life is too short. I remember one waqiyah I read. One of Thani rahmatullah alayhi mentions, there was one daku. Sahiba, daku, his job is dakati. Rob the fellows. Sahiba ji, steal their belongings, steal their money and all that. Now you see, when you're young, you got all the energy to commit all these crimes. But as you get older, your strength also. So as he started getting older, he started getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Can't do this daku business like how he used to do from before. So now what's the solution? He said, what I found, in the old age, the Ahlullah have lot of khadims around them. He said, they have lot of khuddam around them. They don't even have to make their own tea. The tea is brought to them. They don't even have to cook the food. The food comes to them. Better for me to solve my problem by my old age. I also become from the awliya. So Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi says that he went one place, one remote area. I put one shack there. So now Mawlana, even shaitan has followers. Now he tried to resemble, play himself like from the awliya. He got a couple of followers. Then eventually Allah made him from the awliya. It happened like that. Mu'tawi has mentioned the story. You see. So tonight is the night when the du'as get accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahib gave an ajeeb waqiya of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was from the Apollo Mashayikh. A very great alim. Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. So one person came to him and told him, Hazrat, ek darkhast hai. I have a request. So what's the request? Aap mujhe isme azam pesh kar dijiye. Tell me the isme azam. Isme azam is that name of Allah that if a person takes that name and he makes dua, Allah will accept the dua. So he said, "Theek hai, I'll tell you." After some time, Hazrat not telling him nothing. So he asked him again, Hazrat, isme azam? So he's not telling nothing. Third time, he asked him, Hazrat, isme azam? So I said, see, if I'm going to tell you to do something, you will have to listen to me first. No questions. Are you prepared for that? Then I'll give you the isme azam. I said, oh, fine. He took him, darya mein le gaya usko. Took him by the river, by the ocean, and told him, start walking in the ocean. Now that fellow went inside the ocean. He started walking inside. As he's going now, water is coming till his ankles, water is coming till his knees, water is coming right up. Hazrat, dekho pani chal raha hai. Water is coming up now. What's going to happen? Hazrat said, no, walk more inside. Carry on walking. Right. Then he walked inside. Now Hazrat knows he's not going to drown. Right. Then he's walking inside. He said, no, water came right up till his head now. Now he said, Ya Allah, me to mara. Oh Allah, I'm gone. Immediately Allah sent a wave. Allah says, throw him out. Came out on the shore. Comes where Mu'abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi. Says, Allah ne mujhe bacha liya. Wo isme azam kaha hai? He said, to wahi to isme azam hai. That is the isme azam. When you said, Ya Allah, from the depth of your heart of a drowning person, that time your tawajju wasn't towards me. Your tawajju was only towards Allah. It wasn't towards me at that time. Your tawajju and focus was totally on Allah, and from the bottom of your heart, you said, Ya Allah, that's Isma Azam. Now you make the dua, Allah will accept the dua. You got thrown out from the ocean, you got saved. That is the Isma Azam. Today we don't take Allah's name with yaqeen. That's why Allah Ta'ala, our dua is not getting accepted. You have to take Allah's name, goya ke ab doob rahe ho. You're drowning. If you take Allah Ta'ala's name with the kafiyat of a drowning person, then any dua we make, Allah will accept the dua. Make the dua of a drowning person. I'm drowning. And tell me, from all of us, who's not drowning in sin? We're all drowning in sin. Every person is drowning in sin. Different levels of sin. But we're all drowning in sin. So tonight is the night to connect with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. The night is short. Just now is Isha Salah. So how are we going to spend our time? So I was listening to one clip. A great sheikh of his time, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatu, Maddazillul Ali, very great sheikh in Dabel, in India. Today now, all thousands of people have made rujoo to him. So Hazrat, for the last 50 years, on the night of 15th of Sha'ban and the night of Laylatul Qadr, he will read the whole Hizb-i Azam. Normally you break it down, you have portions, this du'as must read in the first day, this du'a second day, so many days, then it gets finished. He says, on this night, my ma'mool is for the last 50 years, Hazrat is reading the whole Hizb-i Azam. For the last 50 years, on the night, you can ask Mufti Sahab, whoever, he can send it to you, and read that on a night like today. Sanad. Hazrat farmate, agar isme se ek bhi dua qubul ho gayi. Now, idha kitab full of duas. If only one dua gets accepted, hamara kaam ho jayega. Allah Ta'ala, where and where we can reach. Even if one dua gets accepted on tonight. So let's not waste this time which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Let us cherish this time. Let us use it properly. And baqiya zindagi. Allahu Akbar. Baqiya zindagi. Our time is going fast. Today when we get to our birthdays, we feel happy. So Mawthani rahmatullah says, what are you happy about? That time that Allah has allocated from you, one whole year is gone. From that time, it's gone less, reduced. So are you supposed to be happy about it or supposed to be crying about it? Then he said this one poem, Mawthani rahmatullah alayhi, يَسُرُّ الْمَرْءُ مَا ذَهَبَ الْلَيَالِي وَكَانَ ذِهَابُهُنَّ لَهُ ذِهَابًا. What is gone is gone. There's no way it's going to come back. Our lives are going so fast. Before we know it, it's time up. Somebody will be knocking on the door, we are here to pick up the janazah. That's how fast we're moving towards the qabr. And these are those types of nights where Allah Ta'ala, agar hum thori si koshish kar le in tonight, our businesses are not going anywhere. Let me tell you, whatever Allah has got muqaddar from us, Allah will give it to us. Even if we go a little bit late too, it's fine. Things carry on. World carries on. So, some people, the way they do, if your stock shop stays closed 2 days, qiyamat ho gayi. The qiyamat has come. What are you crying for so much? This is only a dunya things. So, when it comes, you can work, eventually what's going to happen? It's eventually one day you'll be gone, it'll lock up forever after that. So what are you crying so much? These are those type of days that we have to, these nights we have to take into account. So Hazrat says that from Maghrib to Isha, he stays in a masjid, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatum, then he reads all his adi'ya and all that, then he sleeps away, then 2 hours before Sihri, 2 hours before Sihri, he would get up, and then you make in solitude, when the whole dunya is sleeping, nobody is seeing you, it's only between you and Allah. Only between you and Allah. At that moment, jo bhi dil mein, let it all come out in front of Allah Ta'ala. Let it all come out in front of Allah. Present it in the court of Allah. Whatever our pains are, whatever our tamanna is, whatever our dua is, whatever our aspirations is, whatever our remorse is, everything, spill it out in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in the dunya, I was mentioning on the Friday, I think it was Friday, Jummah, Sanity. Today in the world, if you ask somebody for something, he doesn't like it. Why he came to ask me? Somebody, my ibadah. Why he came to ask me? But Allah ta'ala is opposite. If we don't ask him, that's when he doesn't get happy. Allah doesn't get happy if we don't ask him. When we ask him, he gets happy. And when we don't ask him, he's not happy. So tonight, in mangne ki raat hai. So Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, and all of us tawfiq, of maximizing the benefit of tonight. Inshallah, al-Aziz, we will have some zikr now for about 5-10 minutes, and then the azan will go for Isha Salah. And also, don't miss Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Because if we couldn't make ibadah at night, then we know that if we done Isha with Jama'ah, then we get half the night, and we done Fajr with Jama'ah, is also half the night. And if we can fast tomorrow, since long hot days, depending on your health and whatever your, then you must decide whether you can manage to fast. Allah will give you ajr jazil, inshallah. And if you can't manage to fast, then don't overdo it. You got health issues and all that. Take all those factors into consideration. And all these things that we are doing now is on the level of mustahab. Don't consider it to be level of sunnat, and don't consider it to be the level of wajib. It's on the level of mustahab. That's also, we have to rectify your aqidah also, so you know what you are doing. So that there's reasons for that. So that it depends on the strength of the hadith. Then we make a determination whether the law is mustahab, or whether the law is sunnat, or whether the law is wajib. So nevertheless, so that these are all mustahabbat. We can't do mustahab and then leave out the faras. There's no wisdom in that. Faras comes first in our life. If, for example, if we got qaza namaz, we can't read nafal. We can't even read tahajjud also. Must leave all that, read your qaza. Because there's no question for tahajjud on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will question you about your 5 times daily salah. Is it all up to date? Have we reached the level of sahib al-tartib? Do we have 6 qaza less than 6 qaza in our life? So all these things is what we have to engage in. And as we are going towards the qabr and the akhirat, then a man of maturity will change his focus. He'll change his heart. He won't put his heart in the dunya anymore. He'll put his heart in the akhirah, because he knows what's looming ahead, what is coming. So by when we are, the average age of this ummah is between 60 and 70 years old. Understand? As one poet in Urdu said, "Ho rahi umar misle baraf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam." Our life is going like how ice is just melting away. The ice is just melting away. Rafta, rafta, with one drop, our life is going, our life is going. And before we know it, we're already in a firing line. Sana, we already in the fatala, give me tawfiq, or make amal, the barakat of this night, and all the nights to come. And also, now in the month of Sha'ban, only 2 weeks left for Ramadan, so let's do proper preparation for Ramadan Kareem also. Understand that all our time, let's try and free it up. Alhamdulillah, the Quran Sharif we see in Ramadan, people recite Quran and all that. So that we must keep that going also, spend most time in the masjid, maximize the benefit of Ramadan Kareem. Allah give me tawfiq, and all of us the tawfiq, and Allah ta'ala take us from this world when it's happy. Be with us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.